The Simpsons has been on TV for a record 23 seasons, but this could be its last because of a contract dispute. The studio wants the voice actors to take a gargantuan pay cut, but the actors are only willing to accept a big pay cut. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein explains how the longest-running sitcom on American television finds itself at death's door.
The Simpsons aren't rich, but the real people who bring them to life sure are.
Hey, what are you doing?
Sorry, Dad. The answer to that is top secret.
Six main actors are responsible for everyone from Homer to Lisa to Moe the bartender.
All right, pipe down back there. You'll get your chance.
And you won't believe how much each makes to do their voices.
Does 10 sound like a lot to you? 20? 50? What does sound like a lot to you?
Try $8 million a season.
That's crazy talk.
It's just a fraction of the untold billions The Simpsons have generated worldwide from ad revenues, syndication deals, merchandise, DVDs, and don't forget that movie. But 20th Century Fox TV has made it clear the cast must stomach a 45% pay cut for the show to continue.
This is no way to treat the talent!
Shut up!
The studio argues that the costs of producing the show have escalated too high, and the Fox network pays $5 million per episode, even though the ratings continue to go down. If the end of The Simpsons seems unthinkable, consider the sad fact that this isn't unprecedented. The same cold, hard economic reality has claimed other classic shows, from Law & Order to the daytime soaps that recently disappeared off ABC. And the studio might make more money if it cancels the series.
I can explain.
One analyst noted that ending the show would make it worth even more in syndication.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Which could amount to $1.5 million for each of the show's 506 episodes. That's $750
million. Yes!
Nobody knows what's really going on here except those who balance the books at News Corp, which owns both the network and the studio. But if these companies don't get a bigger cut, or these salaries don't get cut, well, the last thing Bart might write on his blackboard is, The Simpsons is no more.
Andrew Wallenstein is the TV editor at Variety.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.